This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Thomas Baird. Last name is B-A-I-R-D, Medical Records 161446, the 10-18-1965. Referring physician, Mital Shah, S-H-A-H. Procedure performed AGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedure, biopsies. Date of the procedure, June 8, 2024. Indications, history of Barrett's esophagus, number 2. Screening for colon cancer, number post-op diagnosis, impression 1, 1 centimeter segment of Barrett's, number 2, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 3, mild gastritis, number 4, internal hemorrhage, number 5, diverticulosis coli, number 6, inadequate suboptimal examination of the colon, period. Deformization, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications done immediately, medication as premortal anesthesia care. Boston progression score of 3, 1 in the right colon, 1 in the transverse colon, 1 in the left colon, paragraph. Operative procedure, Asper, double template paragraph. Findings, otofarynx, appianoma, paragraph esophagus. There's this 1 centimeter of salmon colon mucosa on top of the G junction. This is consistent with Barrett's. Biopsy is taking all 4 quadrants, period. This is consistent with a C1M1. Stomach, mild diffuse erythema in the anatomical body of the stomach, biopsy is taken, period. There's a diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsy is taken. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Semen descending colon, scattered reticulosis present, period. Otherwise, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph. Sphincter flexion, transverse colon, hepatic flexion, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum, no gross lesion seen, period. Preparation inadequate. Liquid and solid still present throughout the mucosa, throughout the colon, period. Examination of the mucosa inadequate, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, anti flu measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinically, next number, continue PPIs, next number. Patient will need a repeat EGD in 3 years. For surveillance of errors, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in the near future with better preparation. We will attempt a 2 days preparation.